This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 16 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And if you listen to all of the Dog Days feed, then you are probably as addicted as I am to J. Lang Jen's mad movie mayhem. I won last year. God knows how. I think just because I stay up really late and I was able to listen pretty much as soon as he posted. I am not so fortunate this year. Also, he's doing animated movies and I'm not really an animation fan, so it's really challenging for me. I've had to Google a lot of them. But I listen for his performances and not so much for, I don't care what the points are, because it's his performances that are the fun and the guessing is secondary. But I won last year, and the prize was that he would record anything for me. Now, I know that if I'd asked him to record something for me anyway, he would have done it because he's a really super nice guy, like all of the people who have been reading for me all summer. But since I won, I had to give him something super challenging, so I did. What you're about to hear is a monologue that I wrote as part of 28 plays later in February. And the challenge was to turn a metaphor into a monologue. So this is a monologue called Water to the Sea. And the character that Jay is playing is Claude, the French-Canadian angsty shrimp. And I wanted to make everyone clear that Jay has been gifted with this character, so now that he has played the part and you have heard the monologue, the character is now his to use should he choose to use this voice in the future. It is his.
Water to the Sea, a monologue. Written by Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid. Read and performed for you by J.J. Langjans. Do you ever feel so your life is one long, ever-repeating circle? No. No, not a circle. Circles are perfect, and life is imperfect. At least my life is imperfect. Consider, I am but a shrimp on a treadmill. My life is one long, ever-repeating oval. I walk and I walk, and I ingest and excrete as my body requires, but there is no meaning, no purpose. It is like that song they used to play years ago. It feels like 20, but I think closer to 50. Comme une pierre que l'on jette dans l'eau vive du ruisseau et qui se sait derrière dès le meilleur de rendre l'eau comme un ménage de la lune avec cheval d'étoiles comme un anon de Saturne un ballon de carnaval comme un chemin de la ronde qui grossissent les heures, les voyages dans tout le monde, dont ton torse danse les fleurs, tu ferais tourner ton nom, toutes les monnaies dans mon cœur. It all seems so pointless, do you see? Like blowing smoke rings, carrying buckets of water to the sea. One ring and then several. One drop and then another, one wave and then a dozen more, and on, and nothing changes, nothing grows. I look into the mirror and I see myself reflected back. As if I look more closely, I look into my own eyes, I see my own reflected reflection. I search for purpose and find only algae and plankton. As if I live only to keep my section of the ocean free of tiny things. Sometimes I feel as if my pulse is the beat of time, the echo of time tearing itself apart because we are wasting it, getting nothing done. Here, we get nothing done while watching sunlight filter through the depths. It changes angle, but we do not change with it. We might spare a thought about changing, but we do not make the effort. I am told that those who live on the land play baseball. I have heard this game described as a tapestry of tedium. I could not imagine that it isn't any better or any worse than my own spiral of ennui. But what do I know? I am but a single shrimp on an endless treadmill of life. Spinning, always spinning, never getting anywhere, no meaning, no purpose. Do you ever feel as if your life is one long, ever-repeating oval? It is like that song they used to sing. I think it was 20 years ago. But could be more like 50. Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on a never spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning round, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow through a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble one tosses in a stream, like the clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.